More than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask, and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Let's go. The music, the spirit,
now.
The gospel.
Experience joy in the morning with music, ministry, and so much more on Mind, Soul, and Spirit.
They wake me up
with Brother Chris, Sister Jen, and DC.
All morning.
On CKUT 90.3 FM. CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web.
Oh, no.
what he is. Let's make God big. Make God big. Make God big. Give all praise to him for who he is.
Music on mind, soul, and spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's the raging flood. come to decay. You've sent love to strip them away, and you've left the truth that we're free in you. There is no
there's no hope. I cannot live. Say the grace.
The grace
is the raging
love.
It covers us. Yes, if for the thought. Come on, say you said love to strip them away. That we're free in you. If you believe that in this place, I dare you to just shout it out. See, there is no fun.
Tonight, see every chain.
Every chain is broken.
right. Good morning to all our gospel-loving listeners in and around our beautiful city of Montreal. This is, of course, Mind, Soul, and Spirit. It is now 6:19 this sunny, well, I want to say sunny, wishful thinking, this Sunday morning, January the 17th. You just heard Hezekiah Walker with Never Forget, Uchiagu, Make God Big, Jubilee Worship. Sorry, let me take that back. Uchiagu with Make God Big. Thank you. Jubilee Worship, which is actually Phil Thompson's dad's choir, the mega church out in Boston, Massachusetts.
Worship
that song
team.
Was?
Worship team.
The worship team? I thought it was the choir. Okay, thank you. And gosh, we've got lots of music coming up this Sunday morning. First off, I want to shout out the illustrious Dream Team, Christopher Heron and Jennifer Below, who's looking way too cute. And I got to just tell you that this look is so cute. And when I slim down, you will see it again.
Stop yourself. Stop yourself.
Jennifer, how does the week look like this week, please?
Well, if you had a chance yesterday to dig yourself out of the slushy snow that fell, good on you. If not, then the trucks have come by and have dug you in even more. We're looking at a weather advisory, but for the next 7 days, here is what you can expect. We are expecting a high today of 1 degree with some more scattered flurries. We're not expecting much accumulation, about 1 centimeter. Tomorrow Monday, we're expecting a mix of sun and clouds with a high of -6. -10 will be the high on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds once again. Wednesday, cloudy with some sunny breaks with -11 as your high. -8 will be the high on Thursday with more snow. And that is the day that you really have to make sure you are not caught unawares, as we are expecting another 10 centimeters. Meters of snow.
Aye, aye.
Yes, ma'am. Some scattered flurries on Friday with a high of -5. Not much accumulation, about 1 centimeter, but just think about the snow that fell yesterday, plus the snow that's going to fall later on this week. It's going to be quite the headache, so make sure that you are ready for all of that. And as the weekend comes around, -9 on Saturday with mainly sunny skies. And so that is your week's weather for now. We are moving on to a musical team that's made a lot of noise in Germany, of all places. They actually won. They were nominated, pardon me, for an Edison Award, which is the Dutch Grammys. They were chosen for Album of the Month by French radio network FIP. And they made an appearance on primetime German national TV as well as Dutch national TV. And they were invited to perform for the King and Queen of the Netherlands for Liberation Day, which has been a highlight of their career with a multinational, multi-ethnic team. Here is Michelle David and Gospel Sessions with Yes, I Am.
To others as you will have. get over. Get on your knees and pray.
Get on your knees and pray.
Ain't no mountain can't climb. No answer can't find. All you need is a hand to hold. It'll heal your body, feed your soul. Road is dark and you can't find your way. Let the spirit light the way. Hand it over. Get on your knees and pray.
Get on your knees and pray.
Oh, ain't no mountain can't climb. No answer can't find. All you need is a hand to hold. It'll heal your body, feed your soul. The road is dark, you can't find your way. Let the spirit light the way. Hand it over. Get on your knees and pray.
Get on your knees and pray.
Hand it over.
Hand it over.
Hand it over.
Over.
Hand it over.
Hand it over.
Hand it over.
as the cold winds blow. Stronger than ever. Sometimes it shakes my soul. But I know that my feet's on solid ground and I will not be moved.
Alright, if you're tuning into Mind, Soul, and Spirit, you just heard Michael David in Gospel Sessions with Yes I Am. Keb Mo, aka Kevin Roosevelt Moore, American blues musician and five-time Grammy winner with Hand It Over, followed by I Shall Wear a Crown, Gospel Pioneers. Did I get that right?
Gospel Pioneer Reunion.
There we go. And I Won't Be Moved by Gene Moore. It is now 6:35. We've got the Classic Corner. We've got Jennifer's Powerful Playlist. Chris, do we have Word of the Day? Who knows? We might have the Pick of the Week. We've got lots of surprises for you. So keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. Jennifer, what do we got coming up?
We have the owner of a music school coming up.
Hey.
Yeah, Jason Taylor, who got together with Jacob Lusk on this song entitled Amazing Grace. Here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey, this is Granny. I'm calling to check on you.
Grace, amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me right now. Jake.
I once were lost.
Talk to him.
But now I've found.
Yes, sir.
Was blind, but now mm-hmm. I can see right now. It was amazing grace that saved me. It was amazing grace that saved me. Amazing grace that saved me.
Consider for a moment this concept of grace.
around us, we least expect it. Yet we most need it. For some, it's protection. For others, it's guidance. For many, it's a second, a third, hell, another chance. But we're all in need of a little
it was amazing. Grace that saved me. You're amazing. Grace that saved me.
So happy about it.
Alright, it's 6:40 in the AM. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Award-winning artist, actress, and entrepreneur Kiara Sheard released the remake of Something Has to Break with her mom, Karen Clark Sheard, gospel legend, joining together on an intimate performance that was featured at the 2020 BET Awards. But besides the new single, Kiara's new album is nominated for Best Grammy Award and will be featured on March 14th, 2021 at the awards show. Kiara will also make her debut as a published author for her new memoir, Big, Bold, and Beautiful, on all platforms. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit. Here is the brand new remix, Something Has to Break, on CKUT 90.3 FM.
rolling back the clock. Time for the classic corner on Mind, Soul, and Spirit.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Classic Corner, keeping it all the way classic with your girl DC. This morning's corner I dedicate to another fallen shero of contemporary and traditional gospel music. I speak of none other than Evangelist Jerinus Pace of the Anointed Pace Sisters, who we lost this past week. She was a soldier, an evangelist, woman of God. She was the eldest sister and one of the lead singers and vocalists and writers of many of their beloved songs. The Anointed Pace Singers were born in Atlanta, Georgia, and began singing together in their father's church. They began their professional singing career in 1988 and subsequently released 7 albums. I don't know if anybody else was like me, but I remember thinking when they came out and like popped out onto the scene, they just the Clark's copycats. But boy, was I wrong. This first song is from their 1992 release, You Know. Here is When God Is in the Building. Enjoy.
For your wondrous word.
All right, welcome back to Mind, Soul, and Spirit. It's 6:53 in the a.m., and you're listening to The Classic Corner. That was the Anointed Pace Sisters with When God Is in the Building, a classic. Now, evangelist Duranis Pace had a revival of sorts to her career in the public eye when a video of her singing at a Thanksgiving family dinner went viral just a couple of years ago. As a result of that video, she was invited to sit down with Steve Harvey and bless the audience with her testimony of trial and triumph. She opened up about her bouts with illness that, alas, she succumbed to just last week. The beauty of her spirit was evident throughout her journey, and if it was one thing she was, to the very end, she was thankful. She took nothing for granted. Last year, their beloved matriarch left us, and sadly, this year, 2021, evangelist Duranis is the first of the sisters to gain her wings. We will miss her, and we will send our love and prayers out to the Pace family this morning. Here is evangelist Duranis. I don't know. The jury is still out on the pronunciation of her name, but one thing is for sure, that voice is unforgettable. This is evangelist Duranis Pace with the Pace family with that song that made her a viral sensation. I know it's not a classic because I think it was released on the album of 2019, but it's going to be, mark my words. This is I'll Always Be Thankful right here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. All right, it's 6:59 in the a.m. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit. That was Evangelist Duranis Pace and the Pace Family with I'll Always Be Thankful. That was released 2019 on the album The Making of a Soldier. Get the album. Go on YouTube. Just familiarize yourself with her spirit, her anointing, and trust me, you will fall in love. Apparently, the same year she sat with Steve Harvey and spoke, somebody tweeted about her busted weave and the anointed, the Evangelist Duranis Pace hive came for this person, this heathen. Thank you. They came for her and they put her in check. I'll get more information on that for you, but we will definitely miss her. All right, well, moving along. Last time we were together, I remember saying I was going to throw us back with some classic James Hall. And this week I was jamming to this one song in particular. And so I leave you all with the maestro of New York, James Hall, and Worship and Praise, taking us back to 1988. Jesus lives, y'all. Even when we lose our loved ones, we are reassured through Christ that because he yet lives and will come again, we will all be reunited. Thanks for having a seat with me in the Classic Corner. Be blessed. Bon courage. Jesus lives. Here's James Hall in Worship and Praise. Be blessed.